One of the most celebrated actresses of our time has written her memoir. Jane Fonda's My Life So Far takes readers on the life's journey of a woman who became as adept at reinventing herself as she was at creating movie characters. In her new book, Jane Fonda comes to terms with all of her real-life roles and tries to atone for a youthful political gaffe that many military veterans still find impossible to forgive.
I realized that I had a story to tell, and that if I could be honest about it, that it would help people.
Jane Fonda, actress, activist, fitness guru, philanthropist, and author, was born the daughter of Hollywood legend Henry Fonda and New York socialite Frances Seymour. She had all the accoutrements of a privileged childhood, yet her home life was less than nourishing. She describes her father as aloof and difficult to please, and her mother as remote and so unstable she took her own life when Jane was just 12 years old. Ms. Fonda says the trauma of that loss manifested itself in her lifelong quest to be perfect.
And of course, nobody's perfect, but kids don't know that, and so you grow up thinking that you're not good enough, and you think that, you know, if you don't have a boyfriend and then later a husband, that you don't exist, that you're not validated. And so, boy, you'll do anything.
Jane Fonda starved herself to stay thin and tried to define herself by the expectations of her romantic relationships. Not surprisingly, she says, none of her marriages lasted. She was married and divorced 3 times, to French film director Roger Vadim, political activist and former state senator Tom Hayden, and to media mogul Ted Turner. Still, she says, she has no regrets.
All of my men were, the men in my life were wonderful, and I learned a lot from them.
However, in the last 4 decades, Jane Fonda's professional life has seen some stunning successes. One of the most sought-after young film actresses of the 1960s, she gained acclaim for such movie hits as the comedy Cat Ballou, Neil Simon's Barefoot in the Park, and the cult science fiction fantasy Barbarella. She earned her first Academy Award nomination in 1968 for the Depression-era drama They Shoot Horses, Don't They?, and won her first Oscar for her portrayal of a call girl in Clute in 1971. 7 years later, she won her second Oscar for Coming Home, the story of a paraplegic Vietnam veteran. She says her inspiration to produce and star in the film grew out of her outspoken opposition to America's military involvement in Vietnam. It was on an anti-war trip to North Vietnam that Ms. Fonda says she allowed herself to be photographed posing on a North Vietnamese anti-aircraft gun, the same kind used to shoot down American flyers. The incident earned Ms. Fonda the derisive nickname Hanoi Jane, and to this day, it fuels the anger of many Vietnam veterans and U.S. servicemen.
It was just a complete lapse of judgment.
Jane Fonda says she never intended for the photograph to be taken, and she continues to publicly apologize for an incident she describes as her biggest regret.
And that image, which betrayed everything that I had done the previous 2 years, working with soldiers, representing the GI movement, entertaining troops and all that, and I deeply regret it. And I am very sorry to have done things that have hurt or made the soldiers feel betrayed. I'm sorry.
Jane Fonda continued her social activism through the 1980s, teamed with husband Tom Hayden. To help fund his nonprofit political organization, the Campaign for Economic Democracy, she developed a workout video that inspired the fitness conscious to feel the burn. Jane Fonda's workout earned the actress millions of dollars. It revolutionized the fitness industry and remains the top-selling home video of all time. Around this time, Jane Fonda found a movie project that would give her an opportunity to work with her father, Henry Fonda. On Golden Pond was a story that closely resembled the actress's own difficult father-daughter relationship and won the elder Fonda his only Academy Award shortly before his death in 1982.
It seems that you and me have been mad at each other for so long.
We didn't know we were mad at all. We just didn't like each other.
I want to be your friend.
Today, Jane Fonda lives in Atlanta, Georgia, her adopted home since her marriage to Ted Turner in 1991. She has turned her passion to helping to prevent teenage pregnancy, and in 1995 founded the Georgia Campaign for Adolescent Pregnancy. Her new book, My Life So Far, is currently number one on the New York Times bestseller list of nonfiction books. She says writing the book has helped her learn the value of being able to admit when she is wrong.
You can't blame. It can be better if you grow older, if you're willing to admit your mistakes and learn from them. So it all depends. Getting old can be really awful, you know, but it depends on how you do it. And you have to start while you're still young and healthy to do old right.
And Jane Fonda can soon be seen again on the big screen. Her first movie in 15 years, she will appear in the comedy Monster in Law, starring Jennifer Lopez, which will be released later this month. At 67 years old, Jane Fonda says this is the happiest time of her life. She says she hopes that her book will inspire readers that it is never too late to change. This is Robin Rupley.